Dr. Rollington Ferguson, dictator, cardiovascular clerical patient, Fairley, F-A-I-R-L-E-Y, first name LaShawn, L-A-S-A-J-W-N, date of birth, November 29th, 1977, date of evaluation, March 30th, 2026, a referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick. A chief complaint, 54, email, the HPI, the patient is a 54-year-old female, reports that she was getting onto the bus at work when she experienced a twisting injury involving left knee. Period. This occurred in September 2023. But period, she was evaluated by an industrial injury physician and apparently was found to have a tear. She was initially treated medically, period. However, she has had ongoing pain, which she describes as sharp, achy, and involving the left knee, period. Pain is non-radiating. Initially, pain was 9/10, but now on average, 6/10. I think, period. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. She has had no chest pain or apnea. Past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number hypothyroidism, next number insomnia. Past surgical history, bilateral hip replacement, next number hysterectomy, next number gastric bypass, next number tubal ligation. Medications, potassium chloride, 8 milliequivalent but daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams on daily, levothyroxine, 50 micrograms on daily, nifedipine ER, 30 milligrams on daily, calcium, unknown dose, allergies, unknown progression, allergies, narco resulting hives, family history, mother had CBA, an uncle had CBA, and an aunt had lymphoma. Social history, patient notes alcohol use, but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. An addendum to the surgical history, she has a history of right ankle fracture. System physical examination, but height 54 inches, weight 230 pounds. Female, there is evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy, period. Civic ST, large TV that money is present. Yeah, person, is period. She has had ongoing symptoms despite medical therapy. Period. She is now. From a cardiovascular perspective, she felt a clinically stable form of the procedure. She has no chest pain or any period. She is known to have chondromalacia, number complex tear of the medial meniscus, and it's felt to be stable for partial mastectomy, fundoplasty, epilogical pregnancy,